What up, people? It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. It's your boy. I'm Chris Adon One, and welcome to another rendition of I'm Chris Adon One podcast. Feel free, be sure to subscribe, share this podcast with your friends, family, and followers. Let's get this podcast lit in the Spotify algorithm. You heard me? Got all that stuff out of the way. Episode 200. I didn't even think I was going to make it to 200. All right. I didn't even think I was going to make it to episode 10. Okay. A couple of years later, we are at 200. I think this is an extraordinary number for people out there, particularly podcasters out there, my fellow podcasters out there. 200 episodes, that's a lot of episodes. And if I can travel back to travel down memory lane, when I did this and when I created this podcast, you know, back years ago, I said, you know, podcast is going to be the new frontier. You know, it seems like, you know, it wasn't that many people doing podcasting. Podcasting didn't start elevating and evolving until years after that. Now, everybody got a podcast, okay? Their mama got a podcast. Their grandmama got a podcast. It just seems like everybody, every time you look around, every time you turn around, everyone, it just seems like there's a podcast created each and every day. And that's good. You know, even though I still feel in my heart that, you know, when it comes to podcasting, it's an oversaturated market. It seems like, you know, just too many podcasters out there, but not necessarily, okay? It's not the fact that there's too many podcasters. It's just the fact that there's too many different voices you can listen to, all right? And I love listening to podcasting, but more important, as a content creator, I love creating podcasts, and that's why I continue to shell out these episodes of I'm Chris Adon One podcast. Now, 200 episodes, and I can remember when I first started my very first podcast. It was like it was this same profile. I did a gaming podcast, and it was okay. It was fine and all, but just like anything else, you know, you start thinking about stuff and you start saying to yourself, you know, I like gaming, but do I like gaming that much where I'm going to be doing a podcast talking about it? And then I change the, the format of this podcast, and I started, bringing in entertainment, music, what's going on in the world, what's affecting us in the world. The two things I said to myself as a content creator that I wouldn't dare talk about is religion and politics. Now, you know, I don't mind tipping over and crossing the line, tippy toe over the line when it comes to talking about politics. But when it comes to religion, that's a huge no-no. I'm just not going to go there. I just think, religion and politics starts wars. And everyone has their own idealism of what they believe in. And when you're talking about politics and religion, you have to believe. You know, you have to believe in someone or something. And to me, you know, that's just something I just did not want to address nor talk about. Plus, you know, religion and politics. I know there's a lot of people out there that gravitates to religion and politics. I'm gonna be honest with you, it's a boring subject. Okay. You know, it's constant bickering and constant fighting. You know, you always got to argue your points. You always got to prove your points. You always got to stay neutral on what you believe in. Like, you know, I'm a Democrat. If you want to label me a Democrat, I guess I'm a Democrat. But what I'm really is, I'm a realist. I know it takes a different type of person to run this country. I know it takes a different type of group to run this country. And I look at politics like going to Baskin and Robbins. You know, Baskin and Robbins has 21 flavors or 31 flavors. in politics, I can love chocolate 1 week, and then I'll love vanilla the next week. I can love strawberry 3 weeks down the road. I can like pina colada like 2 months from now, okay? And that's what politics is. I mean, you just can't stay neutral and just say, I'm a Democrat. I'm just going to only vote Democrat. Well, what if the personality or the group sucks? What if that group or that person is not in line with what you believe in? Then what you're going to do? Not vote? Not believe? So I feel like politics is like Baskin and Robbins. You know, there are some great Republicans out there that are in tune and in line in what you believe in. There are Democrats out there that are in tune and believe with the same beliefs you have. Just like different organizations and different communities, okay? Just because you guys want to label, you're always labeling someone a Democrat or Republican is far from the truth. But, you know, that's why I don't dabble into religion and politics, all right? Episode 200. And I'm just going down memory lane. Another thing about, episode 200, you just think about, the episodes, the different type of episodes that are popular to the audience out there. And, like I said, this podcast was growing and changing, every day, every week, every month, every year. And I told you earlier, I was talking about gaming, and I started incorporating other aspects. And then I started, tinkering around with the name. I don't know what I called it in the beginning, but then I started going into the One Man, One Mic podcast. And a lot of you guys are subscribed when it was called the One Man, One Mic podcast. And the reason why I labeled it, I just wanted people out there to know that it's not a group of people that's going to spend 30 minutes talking and talking over one another. And I felt like it would be more a comfortable setting if it was just me, a mic, and I just hit record, and whatever happens, it happens. To me, I feel like the majority of my episodes are entertainment gold. And then, there are some duds along the way, but that's why I stick to the script of just having one person, one mic. And I look at podcasting like I talk to my friends in church or at work or, my family. I'm always approaching, I don't have a lot of people around me that when I'm talking to prove my point or prove my argument. I don't have a hype man. I don't have none of that stuff. I feel like you guys are in my house and I'm just talking to you guys. And you're just allowing me an opportunity and allowing me a time to talk to you. And ever since then, that's how I believed in this podcast. So yeah, the One Man, One Mic podcast, it had its era too. And then I started, it was doing well, but then I started thinking to myself, even though it's giving you the concept, the title is giving you a concept of this is going to be only one guy, one mic, and he's going to be talking about different subjects. First and foremost, I like a lot of podcasts. I think a lot of podcasts do this well, and I think a lot of there's a ton of podcasts out there that just simply doesn't do it well. And what I'm talking about is when you're recording and you're recording with a bunch of people, it just seems like the podcast etiquette just thrown out the window with some podcast shows. You have like four or five people and they're doing a podcast. And one person is talking, and another person is rebutting what that person said, and then there's another person that wants to be a part of the discussion. Sometimes he'll sometimes he'll speak while the other person is speaking. It just seems like it's not organically back and forth. When you hear one argument, then you hear another argument, and then you hear another argument, and then you hear the conclusion. Okay. And I feel like some podcasts get it and other podcasts don't. I feel like too many podcasts is like too many cooks in the kitchen. Okay. You have to find the right blend, the right personalities, and you have to have the right chemistry if you want to incorporate more than three people. I feel like a lot of people get it right. When I'm talking about the bigger podcasts out there, I think Gillian Wallow, they feed off one another. And they blend perfectly. They have great, great chemistry. And it goes off without a hitch. I think they do it well. I think Joe Budden, I feel like a lot of people, when Joe Budden incorporated Queens Flip and Melissa Ford, as well as Ice and Ishin himself, and Parks sometimes make his rear his ugly head. I think they do it well, even though a lot of people didn't give Joe Budden his flowers. I think Drink Champs, I like listening to Drink Champs, but I don't consistently listen to Drink Champs because, you know, it can get chaotic in there sometimes, all right? You know, and I feel like, that's part of, smoking weed and drinking. Sometimes you get great conversations and sometimes you just get a bunch of people going blah, 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 okay? So, yeah. So, I felt like, to me, what works best for me is just me, a microphone, and I just talk. I just tell you what's on my mind. You don't have to necessarily agree with everything I say, but I feel like just allow me to speak, and if you, if you have a difference of opinion, you have a difference of opinion. That's why I have a questionnaire after every episode. And I say, hey, what y'all think about the show? What you think about what I said? And, you're free to answer the questionnaire, but whatever. And I just do it like that. I'm not here to change people's minds. I'm not really here to change people's perspectives. I'm just giving you guys my different perspective and what I feel and what I believe in. Okay? But yeah. So episode 200. Okay? You're going to keep hearing that during this whole presentation. So now we talked about the past. We talked about the present. And now we're going to be talking about the future. The future of this podcast, it's going to be some changes. The name is not going to change. I think everything associated with the name is going to change. Another thing that's going to change is the category. Make sure that we're in the right category. And it's going to be just daily talk from an individual guy's perspective. I just think that is so rare in society because everyone wants to be a part of something. Everyone wants to believe in something. And the days of and the art of idealism is gone away. Nobody wants to be different from everyone else. Everyone wants to be pretty much in a cookie cut shape and everyone follows the beat of the drum. And I'm just not that guy. I just follow a different beat. I follow my own beat. And I just don't think there's a lot of people out there that believes in that or necessarily do that. And to me, moving forward with this podcast, I'm just going to talk about what I feel, what interests me. And sometimes what interests me may interest you. Sometimes what interests me, you never thought about it, but then after listening to the episode, you say to yourself, I ain't never thought about it that way. Okay. And we're going to be talking about a lot of things. We're going to be talking about a lot of people's perspectives on a lot of things. And that's fine. Okay. But yeah, moving forward, that's what we're going to be doing. I'm going to have real conversation, not just, fake conversation, not just what's popular or what's trending on social media. It's real conversation, real people, real conversation. You know, occasionally I might, if the news of the day, coincides in, what the conversation is, we'll talk about it. But yeah, that's the future of I'm Chris Down One Podcast. And I hope you guys are part of this future. I hope you guys are in this journey of this future so we can have 200 more episodes. Maybe 200 episodes down the road, we'll be on episode 400. Okay? I want everyone to listen to these episodes. Tell me what you think. And I hope you are along for the ride. And while you're along for the ride, share it with your friends. Share it with your family. Share it with your followers. Let's get this podcast lit in the podcast algorithm, okay? And I will see you guys next week. I know I haven't been uploading episodes consistently. I've been on a hiatus, particularly with the summertime. It's kind of hard to, when you got so many irons in the fire, it's kind of hard to make a podcast when you got so much stuff going on. But nevertheless, I'm the best. I will see you guys in the next episode. I hope you guys come along with the ride. And let's have 200 more episodes, okay? I'm up out of here. Deuces.